ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, Colorado, I am Jay. I'm your friend. I'm excited to have this hour with you. You've turned to the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, and to me it is unbelievable that from my perspective, summer is done, kids are back at school, it is literally Saturday the 30th, unless you're listening on Sunday, which I greatly appreciate you, just as much as the Saturday listeners, and you podcast listeners out there. The Home and Mortgage Talk Show is my favorite hour of the entire week. I was just sharing with my radio producer, Matt, that coming in here and spending this time with you is my most cherished time, time to give back, time to communicate. So many of you, John, Brent, Lisa, Kevin, Doug, I mean, I am getting more and more calls, and I encourage everybody to call with their mortgage questions, their insurance questions, their real estate questions. I would love to help any and all of you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. And like I stated, you can get a hold of me personally right at 719-330-1457. You also can just Google Jay Garvin's, G-A-R-V-E-N-S. You can, in fact, go to jaygarvins.com and get a hold of me because I love the conversations, especially you wanting to save with insurance right now. All of my partners are phenomenal, but it seems that Rick Gillett with Farmers Insurance is kind of the favorite son right now, as he has saved thousands and thousands of dollars. He has brought, just this last week, brought another radio listener, John, from $6,000 a year in insurance premium down to less than $3,000. It's been that way. He took me from $5,400 down to $2,600. So all of my partners, from Bill McAfee to Kelsey to Brad, who's going to be joining us here today, to Dave over at Pella, all of you are amazing. And they are the individuals that help bring the show to you. The show costs money, but I love to give back to you. And today is going to be no different. Probably one of the most analytical radio shows that I'm going to have, very, very specific to the core of what we do here, is a home and mortgage talk show. And mortgages are predicated 90% by the Fed Reserve, the Fed fund interest rate, the 10-year treasury, and the mortgage-backed securities. It's that simple. We all think we're cool when we're busy, but it's really because rates are affordable, homes are affordable, mortgages are affordable, and that has not been the case for not 2 years, not 3 years. We are going on our fourth year, folks, over half of 2022, all of 2023, all of 2024, and now we are already almost three-fourths of the way through 2025. So for 4 years, folks, we have had interest rates, the cost of debt, as a heavy chain, a burden around our necks. And in a debtor nation, which United States is, it makes life very difficult for us. It makes individuals like Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions very popular because they help you to budget. They help you to go through the baby steps. I know that very well. Churchill Mortgage has been aligned with Dave Ramsey for 30 years as of 2022. So 33 years, these two organizations, Churchill Mortgage, of which I'm a licensed loan originator with and one of the owners, we are an employee stock ownership plan company. There is no owner other than the entire team. And we come to you, and if rates are good, we're very busy, we're growing, we're serving. And if rates are bad, if they go up, we downsize, correct our profit and loss statement and budget, and move forward. In 2021, we had over 1,000 team members. This year, we have just over 400 team members. It's amazing what would happen if the state and our federal government would act in the same way. But we are a debt-ridden nation because of our federal government and our state governments and our local governments, as well as all of our families. So I'm here to help to solve it. And before this segment ends, Matt, the drum roll for our conversation today is, why are interest rates so high. Now, that's a mouthful, my friends, and I'm going to kind of break it down for you for what is our current situation after 4 years since March of 2022 when they started to raise interest rates when Jerome Powell said, remember, seems like yesterday. It was 4 years ago that he said, oh, inflation is transitory. Sure it is, Jerome. You know, and Janet Yellen before him are very cloudy, murky bureaucrats. And Jerome Powell's nickname is Too Late Powell. If you read the articles from the current administration, from Donald Trump, even Pulte, the director of Fannie Mae, Freddie, not the director, but the chairman or the head or whatever his title is, Pulte, actually the grandson of the founder of Pulte Homes, so he knows real estate. It's in his blood, like automobile oil is in the blood of the Ford family, still in charge of that entity. And Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have been saying and sharing their opinion, and we're going to get into the conversation today, you and I, about what the current situation is. More importantly than that is I like to bend light a little bit, look into my crystal ball and tell you what our reality is going to be in 30 days, 60 days, 6 months, and even a year. So I'm going to tell you what the future looks like and then where the benefit comes for you. And I suggest you listen to this entire conversation between you and I over the next hour, or go back to it in my podcast in any of your platforms, in iTunes, in Google Play, in iHeartMedia, in Pandora, all of those things. You can go and get this podcast, because making decisions off of what's going to happen in the future is key. Leaders do it all the time. Most people look day to day. Leaders of organizations look 6 months and 6 years ahead. It, just like a good friend of mine, Jim, part of Churchill, said, Jay, most people don't believe in to-do lists, checklists, or things to do. It's not a norm. And as a leader, I live off of a checklist. And today I'm going to give you a checklist of what you can do to benefit from the lower rates that are coming as soon as 60 days, but absolutely within the next 9 months. So don't go anywhere. It will be to your benefit. I have a great guest coming on to talk about what you can do in this rate high environment, moving to a lower rate environment over the next 12 months, right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I'd love to help you right now with any real estate or mortgage or insurance questions, or get you started on your next purchase or refinance transaction. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
I just gotta know.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. I am the host of the Jay Garvin Show here, Home and Mortgage Talk, and I am talking with you, a direct conversation that's pretty analytical and pretty deep today about why are interest rates so high. Now, I'm particularly interested in mortgage interest rates. That's directly affected by mortgage-backed securities, where I've done several shows in the past that United States of America is one of the very few countries in the world. Over 100 developed countries out of the 300 plus in the world, United States is only a handful that has a 30-year fixed mortgage. This is a tremendous blessing, but also a curse. With this economy, when interest rates used to be 2.5%, many people, to include my wife and I, locked in a long-term mortgage rate, and it is fixed for 30 years or 15 years or 20 years, whatever the term of your loan is. That's not the case in Korea. That's not the case in, like, France. That's certainly not the case in Mexico or Honduras, where there is no such thing as a real viable mortgage in Honduras. It's just a commercial loan from a bank. In Korea, you can get a competitive interest rate, but it's going to be like a commercial loan where it's only fixed for 1 year or 5 years. So imagine if you lived in your house right now and you bought that big, beautiful house in 2020 for 3% interest rate. And now, because it adjusts like other countries' home ownership mortgages do, your rate goes from 3% to 8%. That would devastate this country. But also, the industry of real estate has been devastated because so many of us are now prisoners to our house because we don't want to sell our house. We don't want to move, get rid of our house at a 3% interest rate or lower, and get a new one at 6 or 7%. So it has kidnapped and held hostage our economy. So it's a very, very important conversation to have. And those of you who are in athletics, if you can predict what's going to happen in the next game, the next series as you're playing, knowledge is power. That's the same thing in the stock market. If you can find a company like Apple before it becomes popular, or Bitcoin in currency, or Tesla before Elon Musk even had it survive, if you invested in that mildly or aggressively the first 3 years of that company, by that knowledge, you could have changed the life of every single person that bore your last name. Same thing with real estate. I got on this very microphone at this exact same location at KRDO Studios in January 28th of 2012. You can go and listen. I've got every single one of the 775 podcast shows recorded for you to listen to. Just call me at 719-330-1457. I'll share it with you. And I said, buy houses now, because I knew in 2012, when houses were $170,000 to $210,000, I knew that they were going to double over the next decade. I didn't think they were going to almost triple. We bought houses, my wife and I, for $180,000. We put money and maintenance into them, but they're now worth $480,000. And then I've taught you, as a licensed loan originator, to pay your mortgage off early, because it doesn't matter if you own a home until you pay off the mortgage. Until then, basically, the bank owns it and is just letting you sleep in it every night. Same thing as a car. If you got a car payment, yeah, sure, the title is in your name, but try not making the payment. The bank really owns that home. So my point is interest rates matter. I'm going to talk about mortgage rates, but this also affects any of you and all of us who have unsecured debt like credit cards. I spent $5,000 on my credit card last month. Kids are expensive, but I pay off the balance. If you don't pay off the balance of your credit card, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you want to play ostrich and pop your head into the sand, you're paying 22% to 30% on your credit card. So if you're financing a TV, or you're financing your grocery, or you're financing a bicycle or a bed, you're paying 20 to 30% interest on that. I was rudely awakened one morning in 2022 about July, when interest rates went from 3% on a line of equity on my house, an LOC line of credit, all the way up to 8%. On $285,000, my payment went from $600 a month to $1,800 a month. My wife and I went and cashed out investments and got all of that money to go away, because that was a huge adjustment. So it's amazing and a blessing that does not adjust on you and I for our fixed home mortgages. But what do we do in this current situation? So I'm going to talk with you. Right now, we know that Jerome Powell met in July and he chose not to increase the interest rates. He said he held steady. And the Fed Reserve's only mandate in the central bank is to keep both inflation and employment low or under control. So you don't want unemployment to go from 4.2%, where it is right now, to 8.2%. Or I did a show, The Empire Strikes Back, last week, and when they were building the Empire State Building in 1930 in New York City, unemployment was 25%. So of every 100 people back going into the Great Depression, 25 were not working. For every 100 workers today, only 4 are not working, and that's critical because many Americans live paycheck to paycheck. But I want to stay very focused. Jerome Powell has been called Too Late Powell, and he's got a lot of things wrong since his initial statement in 2022 of interest rates are transitory. In fact, it goes all the way back to 2018 when none other than Donald Trump nominated him following Janet Yellen, who was the outgoing Fed chair, when Donald Trump in his first term between 2016 and 20 had the economy under control, and Jerome Powell almost immediately started to raise interest rates to slow the economy down, which made no sense. Unemployment was low. The inflation was low, below 2%. So we didn't have runaway inflation, and we didn't have overemployment where there weren't enough employees. It was really, from an outside perspective looking in, Federal Chair Powell, like everything else in our world, has gotten more partisan and more political and more bureaucratic in his decision making. But where are we today? And where we are today is for the first time since he arbitrarily, Jerome Powell, lowered interest rates right in October of 2024, which inflation was much higher than it is now, unemployment was at the same level, 4% it is now, and he decided to lower it for Joe Biden and the Kamala Harris campaign. But now there's a political struggle going back and forth to where he says we need to wait and see on what the verdict is of the cost of tariffs to our economy. Is it going to be inflationary? The big question I'm talking with you here, are manufacturers overseas and domestically going to make up the difference and pay for the 10 and 20% tariffs that Donald Trump has put on to level the playing field for American manufacturing? Or is it going to be passed on to the consumer? That's been Federal Chair Jerome Powell's conversation over the entire last 7 months of Donald Trump's presidency, but there's been no proof of that whatsoever in any of the economic numbers. But finally, when Jerome Powell went to Jackson Hole, because the next Fed meeting is in September 16th and 17th, we have another Fed meeting October 28th and 29th, right before the big Well, thank you for that, Matt. The Halloween meeting. And then finally, the pre-Christmas, post-Thanksgiving meeting on the 9th and 10th of December. And if you've only got 3 minutes to share with me, here's the bottom line of this entire show of detail that I'm going to continue to unpack. I believe interest rates are going to be decreased for the first time since last October, this October 16th and 17th. I believe it's going to be 0.25%. Right now, the Fed fund rate is set between 4.25 and 4.5%. This is insane because the European Central Bank is between 2.25 and 2.5. Of our neighboring first world countries are more than 2 percentage points more affordable than us in commerce, interest rates for business, federal government, and the private citizens. I believe it's going to be lowered 0.25% down to 4% to 4.25%. Some analysts say aggressively that this is going to be as much as 0.5 point. I also believe it's going to be decreased in October another 0.25 point. There are also other analysts that say they think it's going to be as much as 0.5 point. But I believe the big one, the big dipper, is going to come in December the 9th and 10th, where I'm predicting on record here that it's going to be a full 0.5 point for a 1% decrease between now and the end of the calendar year of 2025. Now, this does not immediately affect a mortgage rate in buying a house or refinancing. It does immediately affect day one. That goes down 0.25 point. That means your credit card goes down 0.25 point. The day that goes down, your bank loan prime interest rate goes down 0.25 point. Those are direct correlations. If you buy a car, that immediately helps you. If you finance on a credit card, immediately helps you. Get a line of equity on your house, or like my wife and I, we don't use it, we still have it, but if it gets below 5%, right now it's at 7%, we will use it because it's good and profitable to borrow money at 4% or below, because I know that I can garnish much more in that in an investment that I make, although I do not do it often. It's a temporary tool. So if I use $200,000 to buy a house in Kansas for my line of equity, I'm going to use it to buy that house fast, because fast usually gets a better price, and then I will structure long-term debt in a fixed mortgage, or I'll pay it off in cash through investments. that's something that you should consider as well. But Jerome Powell does not talk in specifics. He talks in like bureaucratic garble. He said risks to inflation are tilted to the upside and risks to employment are to the downside. A challenging situation. What in God's name does that even mean? Somebody here said, oh, Heather Long, the chief economist at Navy Federal Credit Union, said that's about as clear-cut as Powell can possibly get, that he's shifted his view since July and is leaning toward a interest rate cut in September. So I'm going to go into more details of this in just a minute, but I want you to call me at 719-330-1457, because the bottom line up front is that you need to get your budget in order. If you're going to buy a house in the next 12 to 24 months, you should start it now. And after the break, I'm going to give you the details on how to do this. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping?
Don't you remember? We tell
sticking with me. I am Jay, the host of The Jay Garvin Show, talking about why interest rates have been so high for so long. And the bottom line up front is that I believe in October of 2025, the 28th and 29th, they're going to lower the interest rates for the first time in a year. And the last time he did that before the election in 2024, Jerome Powell, it fell on deaf ears. He lowered the prime interest rate politically for the Harris-Trump election in favor of Harris, and it did nothing to mortgage rates. They actually went up because they knew it was a false positive. I believe it's going to be lowered again in October and again in December for a full 1% decrease. Now, I told you all before the break, I'm Jay Garvin's, I'm your friend, and the bottom line up front is that knowing that these interest rates are going to decrease, you have to continue to budget hard, get rid of your unsecured debt, so you can get ready to invest, because the golden age in the economy, in home ownership, and in business ownership is going to start like a rocket before April of next year. So to understand the business side of that and the consumer side of that, if you're going to buy a house in 12 to 24 months, you have to call me right now at 719-330-1457 to start the process. But if you're not, what do you do? If you're a business owner, what do you do? I've got a very good friend of mine, Brad, here, owner of Co-Create, my friend. You're the one I want to pick the brain of. What do we do as business owners? What do they do as consumers, my friend? You're the owner of Co-Create, but you've been in the construction industry for how many years now?
Going on 25.
Yeah. So 25 years, that's great. I've been in mortgage 25 years. Interest rates matter, don't they?
They definitely do.
Yeah. The previous company that you were in got in a whole bunch of trouble because they expanded too fast, and when interest rates went up and volume of business went down, all of a sudden you're upside down.
100%.
Now, you know, when you're the federal government, you just print more money.
That's exactly right. You can't do that yet.
I don't have a printing press, so as I was telling people, Churchill Mortgage in 2021, 1,100 employees. 1,000 to 1,100. 2025, 400.
Wow, that's a big drop.
Yeah, it's a big drop. That's what America has to do. You should see my wife. She's like, damn straight, we had to tighten our budget by 50% because my volume went down 70%.
Yeah,
but right now, you've been busy. Congratulations on this huge bid for this nonprofit. That you helping a nonprofit the way you do and bettering our community is enormous. But for people that are staying in their home, do you agree they need to renovate that home right now? Because when interest rates go down, what's going to happen to your volume of business?
It's going to go crazy. We're going to be extremely busy like we are.
Yeah, a month to 2 months waiting. And what are you seeing the most prevalent renovations that people are talking to you about? And to understand, you primarily focus on exterior. You like to do siding. You do windows well. You do roofs, all of that. But you're also for existing relationships only. You know, you're doing some inside work and stuff and maybe a tad bit of commercial. But what are the biggest conversations, the largest areas that people are talking to you about improvement in?
Right now, I'm talking to four different people about basement finishes, adding bathrooms to the basement, finishing bedrooms.
That is huge because that is the number one thing to add value to your house. Take existing unfinished square footage and turn it into finished square footage.
Correct. Yeah. I'm working in Pine Terrace right now. Got two houses right next to each other. We're doing the same thing. So it just seems to be snowballing with bathrooms and bedrooms.
And if you're listening right now, if you spend $50,000 on a whole basement remodel, keeping it simple, you know, no custom bars or game rooms or anything like that, you are going to get 100% of that money back plus immediately. And now that houses are $220 to $250 a square foot, great contractors are able to do that for $200 a square foot or less. Therefore, you have instant equity, plus you've got improved space. And some of people are doing this because they're house hacking. I don't think it's the case for you, but I got young couples that are finishing the basement and turning it into an in-law suite.
Yeah, we're doing some plans right now for a customer that might be doing that. But essentially right now, it's been basement finishes. Like I said, getting more square footage after what they already have.
So you've got a great line of friends, business partners, and professional that you come together as a team, and everybody's got their trade, and you are really leading the orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it, is everybody that's around me, I surround myself with great subcontractors. So I can do what I do, but it also, it's a little piece of the puzzle. I guess I'm just kind of putting it together for the customer, the end user.
And people don't understand, if you're listening right now, what level of contractor are you licensed?
Class A2.
Class A2. So if you, personal, I have one other friend, Dwight Ringlers, who's a Class A2, and now he's A1, which means maybe 1 out of 100 licensed contractors that you come across are licensed at that level. You were the entire bearer of the license at the major corporation that you ran in your previous life.
Yeah, the highest license in a company takes all the responsibility, so personally.
Absolutely. And now with Co-Create, it's a miracle that you can give people the professionalism and also almost like a Ferrari, that speed and mobility in attacking a project. What's the best way for you that you're listening right now? You can get a hold of Brad which way?
My cell number is 719-644-2508.
One more time?
719-644-2508.
Yeah, until I'm saving up my money right now. I wish that I had more saved up because I'm hosting people in the end of September when we get back from Canada. You had said, Jay, what can my company do? And I want like a beautiful streamlined outside fireplace, and you do everything from fireplaces to roofs. God, you know, you have the stories of the amazing improvements that you did to the Broadmoor condominiums, to houses, to decks, to commercial. What's your favorite?
I don't know that I really have a favorite. I just like
I know what your favorite is.
I like to think the harder ones. The roof of the Broadmoor was pretty hard.
Yeah. And you really care, in the name of your company is Co-Create. You love, I know you so well, you love to sit down with families, and you've got your architects, you've got your designers to put a beautiful vision on paper and then watch it come to life.
Yeah, that's what gets me excited.
Yeah. And the basements are great. The roof renovation projects are overwhelming but satisfying. You're a busy man, and because we're a transparent radio station, if someone even calls you right now, you've got to be at least a month or two out right now.
It depends on what the scope is, but I'm trying to stay 2 months or less on decks, smaller projects.
Great.
While I still maintain doing
the bigger ones.
The big ones, yeah.
Yeah, and you're talking bigger ones. You have ones that are neighboring and approaching and straddling beyond $100,000 for project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are big, big projects. You're just the most exciting partner that I bring on here because I'm a creator as well. And now that I've been doing more and more mortgages, and I do want all of you to call me right now for your purchase or refinance mortgage because I'm personally getting busier and busier. It's impossible for me to help more than 10 people a month. So call now and we can get the plan started. But I've had to give a break to my projects and my properties and improvement, and that's where my heart is, and that's the space you live in all day long. I can't thank you enough for every single month now you come on, and you're the busiest partner that I have. Tell the folks one more time, how do they get a hold of you here in the last minute of your time?
Yeah, my cell is 719 844-2508.
And if you call Brad right now, he will take your call. If for any reason you didn't remember, you can always call me, and you've got my cell phone number. It's been out there for a year, 719-330-1457. And for all of you listening, call Brad right now to have that conversation on your next home improvement project. And call me, 719-330-1457, to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage, or just to get advice on that next purchase, sale, or even your homeowner's insurance, right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
I'm going to wrap up the show about why interest rates are so high. And the bottom line is that, folks, it's become a little bit political since 2020, when Jerome Powell came out of the raise in interest rates during the first Donald Trump administration, and money started to be printed during the pandemic, COVID-19, China virus. By 2022, inflation was starting to take off like a Learjet, and he said it was transitory. Inflation went all the way up to 9%, my friends. We knew that we were going to pay the piper when mortgage rates went from 4% down to like 2.5% overnight. But I never knew that in 2022 alone, we would go from a 2.75, 3.25 interest rate all the way up to a 7.5%. And now it has stayed steady at that level for not two, not three, but 4 years. And I explained the history there between Jerome Powell, who Donald Trump actually nominated in 2018. He's forever regretting that. In 2022, Joe Biden renominated him at the time that Powell was tweeting that inflation was transitory, nothing to do right now. Re-elect me as chair, Mr. Biden, President Biden. And now by 2026, they cannot get rid of him soon enough. But I think, reading right here, at the latest meeting in Jackson Hole, Jerome Powell left the door open for the first time in over a year that says interest rates could possibly go down. Now, what he actually said is this: the baseline outlook and the shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance. Now, I don't know how people read that, but they say this suggests that he's considering a rate cut as early as September, folks. And in that, mortgage rates have went from like 7.5% down to 7% off of that one sentence. So it's looking into a cup of tea leaves floating in water that I don't know really what they're doing, but off of 1, 2, 3, 4 articles I have in front of me, the analysts, the Wall Street forecasters are saying that an interest rate is coming. But what does that mean to you? Like, what do you think is going to happen in the future? And I shared with you, I believe at the next Fed fund meeting in September of 2025, it's going to be decreased. In October 28th and 29th of this year, it's going to be decreased again. And then in December as well. That's my belief. I'm forecasting into the future just like I did in 2012 when I told you to buy properties. I'm pretty good at forecasting. If you listen to me, George, you're a good friend. Justin, good friend. Annette, good friend. Jane, I know you and Bill have bought properties. You know, now we have no mortgages. You have no mortgages. That was a very good thing to do. Right now, for the first time in over 11 years, there's 4,000 houses on the market. Actually, 4,300. So inventory at 4,500, the market becomes extremely balanced between buyers and sellers. We have, I personally have couples right now, James and Hannah, that are buying a house. I have other couples, Andrew and his fiance, that are buying a home $15,000 under asking price. You could not do that in 2021 or 2022. You couldn't afford the 8% rate in 2023 and 2024 to do it. Now that interest rates are down to 6.5 to 7%, I have clients locked all in that range, depending on their product and their credit score. But the old saying is with interest rates, my friends, you marry your home when you buy it, but you date the rate. And as soon as rates go down 1% between now and New Year's Eve, where on earth do you think the activity in the real estate world is going to go, up or down? It's only logical. Supply and demand, rate goes down, more people feel emboldened with their consumer confidence, and activity is going to go up. As soon as activity goes up, competition's going to go up. You're not going to have a disproportionate buyer's market, and you're going to end up paying more for the price and losing what you would have gained by waiting for the rate. That's just a fact. I wish there were more of you that understood that. Like, I say that 100 times, and there's like 3 people that call me. And now 2 years from now, people are going to say, Jay, should I go and get in, buy a house? Sure, you should. Buying a house is not like timing in the market. It's your time in the market. So as soon as you buy a house, or I'm preaching to the choir here, 90% of us listening to this podcast right now are homeowners. It's your adult children. Andrew and Rachel have to be thankful for their parents, her parents, listening to this show to make that decision. Most intelligent couple. They are buying right now, even though they really don't need the house, but they would like the house sometime between December and mid-next year. But they're going to get a house way below market value, almost 10%, 5 to 7% actually. And then they can refinance the loan at a later date, probably go from a 30-year term down to a 20-year term. And you've married your home, you've expanded in it, you've dated your rate, you've shifted it, save $300 a month, spend less than $6,000 to do that, and recoup all your investment in 20 months, and every year going forward you're saving $3,600. That's my bottom line. So as I state at the end of every show, I want you all to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've got more questions, more comments about interest rates and what you should formulate as a plan for your family, call me at 719-330-1457, and I would be honored to help you. It's how I keep the lights on in the radio studio. Churchill Mortgage, I would love to help you. 719-330-1457. Call me now for your next purchase or refinance loan. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.